This is an encore edition of the Hour of Intercession.
Anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." Verses 1 through 18, John chapter 1. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for loving us, Lord, with an everlasting love. Thank you for the wonderful gift of eternal life. And thank you for the fact that you loved us enough that you came to this world. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for our sins, and 3 days later you rose up from the dead. You made a way for us to spend all eternity with you. Lord, open our eyes, our hearts, and our minds, and our understanding of the fact that we've been called out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another. Help us to live as the family of God, full of your love, your grace, your mercy, your peace, and your light. Help us to be bright, shining ambassadors for your kingdom, faithfully shining for you everywhere we go. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick will share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we rejoice today that your Son became flesh and dwelt among us and died an awful death on the cross for us. What a love, Father, from you and the Son and the Holy Spirit to rescue us like that. And the fact that we have eternity awaiting us, we rejoice in that today, Father. We pray for our listening family with the health needs, the spiritual needs. Father, we pray that you will be near them today, that you will provide for them today, as you are such a God of unlimited resources. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. Thank you again for being a part of our listening family here on American Family Radio. This is the Hour of Intercession. A continued reminder, we're encouraging you to visit the AFA Resource Center. Go to resources.afa.net. Again, that's resources.afa.net. The AFA Resource Center is a marketplace of tools and gifts and items to help to inform you, equip you, and activate you as believers that are involved in the wonderful work of the building of God's kingdom and the work of, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the work of transforming our culture for the glory and the praise of God. There at the AFA Resource Center, you'll find many resources to help strengthen you and encourage you and your family in your daily walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope that you'll take time to go there again. The AFA resource, again, found at resources.afa.net. Again, thanks for being a part of our listening family. Today, we're focusing on the topic, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. Again, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. And let me say this too. My encouragement to you is, as I often may do this on the broadcast, if you don't have the spiritual habit of reading the Word of God every day, I would encourage you passionately to start that habit today. The Word of God tells us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God. I don't believe I have the ability to overemphasize how important it is that you're vitally involved in the Word of God, excuse me, every single day. I invite you to turn with me now to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Verses 1 through 11, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Now, notice again the words, the wisdom of Christ in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Again, today we're specifically looking at the topic, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. As believers, as we read God's Word, keep in mind, we should be growing daily in our understanding of how critically important God's Word is. Now, the Lord Jesus, when he spoke these words, he was actually quoting an Old Testament scripture, but specifically, I want to point this very important truth out. He was quoting actually from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. But again, Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Well, this truth, this verse, this truth from God's Word makes an extremely important point. You know, most human beings all over the world basically understand that bread, that is food, sustenance for our physical body, is extremely important to life. Anyone that goes long enough without food will eventually die. Food is critical. But you know what Christ is saying to us? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Keep in mind, yes, physical bread, that is physical food for our bodies, is important. But you know what Jesus points out here is, we also are to live by the words that proceed from the mouth of God. In other words, we're to live by the Word of God as well. The Word of God is even more critical to life than the physical bread for our bodies. Now, lots of people may not believe that, but it's the Word of God, that is, it's Christ, that sustains us moment by moment. If he was to remove his hand of grace from our lives right now, all of us would die immediately. The Word of God is much more critical to all of us than physical food for our physical body. So it's important that we recognize that God's Word is extremely important to all of life. And so the habit of reading the Word of God daily is much, much more important than any of us fully grasp. So my challenge once again, if you don't already have this important spiritual habit of reading your Bible every day, today is a great day to start this habit. And remember this, the Word of God ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. It will bless you. It will lift you up. It will encourage you. It will strengthen you. It will pour joy into your mind, your heart, and your life. It'll bless you in many ways. It's important to get into God's Word every day. Father, thank you for the opportunity for us to read and meditate on your Word every day. Thank you for every person listening right now. Lord, touch each and every one of us. Open our minds and our hearts to come to much better understand the importance of being diligent students of your Word, and help us all to become very diligent about opening your Word and spending time with you one-on-one as we read and meditate on your Word every single day. And help us to be wise enough to teach and train and to guide our children to get into your Word every day as well. Lord, what a gift your Word is to us. What a source of empowerment and blessing it is. What a source of joy it is. What a source of strength it is. A source of comfort and encouragement. Lord, in spite of the busyness of life, help us to be wise enough to make it a high priority in all of our life to open your Word and spend time in your Word, thus receiving that one-on-one appointment we have with you, Lord Jesus, every single day. We thank you for the opportunity to get into your Word each and every day. And with every passing day, help us to grow in our understanding of the great wisdom and the grace that's flowing in our minds and our hearts as we read your Word. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession today as we're looking today at the topic, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. And we're hoping that you'll be encouraged to grow in your understanding of the very important place of spiritual habits in your life. We'll be right back.
That fits so perfectly. is who you are.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking at the topic today, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. And we're encouraging you, and one of our goals is to help you recognize the importance of spiritual habits in your life. You know, the term that John Wesley, that great servant of the Lord, used for spiritual habits was means of grace. And that's such a wonderful term because it describes what these things do. Remember, you cannot earn grace, but the things you and I can do to cause the grace of God to pour into our lives and through our lives in much greater measure. And we're wise to put these habits to work in our lives each and every day. We invite you to look with us now, specifically in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. John chapter 15, starting at verse 1. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Verses 1 through 17, John chapter 15. Now keep in mind again, as we're looking today at the topic, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. Keep in mind, when you open God's Word and read and meditate on the Word of God, that's a one-on-one appointment with Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus is the Word of God, and the Word of God is Jesus. And so when you're opening the Word of God and spending time reading and meditating on it, Jesus is spending time with you. He's speaking words of wisdom, blessing, grace, joy, and power into your mind and your heart. And remember, Christ will spend as much time with you as you will spend with him. If you spend 5 minutes in the Word of God, Jesus will spend that whole 5 minutes with you. If you spend 30 minutes or an hour reading and meditating on Scripture, Jesus will spend that whole time with you. Because remember, when you're reading the Word of God, you're spending time with Jesus. That's your one-on-one appointment with the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, when Jesus is speaking to you, he's not just giving you information. He's also pouring grace and peace, power, joy, strength, and encouragement in your heart and your life as well. So spending time in the Word of God is so important, much more important than any of us grasp. So if you don't have that habit of reading every day, today is a very good day to start the habit of reading his Word daily. Again, I would encourage a habit of at least 3 chapters a day. Before you read, always take time to pray and ask God to anoint your mind and understanding so that you can get the most out of your time in the Word of God. Also, we're also looking specifically at the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in relation to the Word of God. Well, what is the relationship between God's Word and the Holy Spirit? I'm glad you asked. That's a wonderful question and a wonderful truth to grow in our understanding of as well. Remember, Jesus' name and title is Jesus Christ. The word Christ means the Anointed One. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. And so the Word of God also tells us in John chapter 3, verse 34, it says, "For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure." In other words, Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure. He had an unlimited unlimited supply of the Holy Spirit at work in him and through him. And remember, Jesus became a man and became one of us. Well, the fact is, again, when you're reading the Word of God, you're spending time with Jesus. And remember, Jesus is the Word of God. So that means the Word of God that you read has an unlimited supply of the Holy Spirit inside of it. The Spirit of God permeates the Word of God. And remember, the Holy Spirit is pregnant with the ability to bless you. Therefore, the Word of God is pregnant with the ability to bless you. So when you read and meditate on God's Word, you don't comprehend how much blessing, grace, and power is flowing into your mind, your heart, and your life. When you read and meditate on the Word of God, God's Word begins to bring healing and wholeness to every part of your life. Why? Because it causes grace to pour into your life as you spend time reading and meditating on the Word of God. And so, again, looking at the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in relation to God's Word is such a fruitful study from the Word of God, a fruitful thing to spend time reading and meditating and contemplating, because the Holy Spirit is so important to everything in the Christian life. Remember, God, we refer to God the Father, God as the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all God, and they're all to be worshiped, and they all work together wonderfully. And so learning the specific work in the ministry of the Holy Spirit is so, so fruitful for us to do. Let me share with you, I think I've shared before, but I want to share with you some of the names and or titles of the Holy Spirit. And every name of the Holy Spirit is like a study, a Bible study in and of itself. It's good to understand what he comes to do. So again, the names or titles, all each are very valuable to grow in our understanding of each one. Here are some of the names or titles of the Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the blessing. He's the anointing. The Holy Spirit is grace. The Holy Spirit is a fire. The Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is the hand of God. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. He's the counselor. He's the helper. He's our divine tutor. He's our guide. The Holy Spirit is a river. He's the helper. And those are just some of his names and or titles. Each title is a Bible study in and of itself. You take, for example, the term the blessing. What does that mean? Well, remember, you may recall the story when Isaac was ready to bless his eldest son Esau, he wanted to give him the blessing. And of course, as we read the story in the book of Genesis, Jacob tricked his brother. And he deceived his father, and he received the blessing that his father intended to give his older brother. Well, why did Jacob and Esau want the blessing from their father so much? Because the blessing was the source of power and grace that would cause their lives to be so much more fruitful, blessed, and in every way. Now, it was good to desire that blessing. It's wrong to try to get it in the wrong way, as Jacob sought to do. But why would they want the blessing? Because the blessing is the hand of God. God's hand can do anything. It can bring blessing and grace in so many ways in life. It's good to desire the hand of God to be on your life. The Holy Spirit is the blessing. The Holy Spirit is the hand of God. And so, again, looking at all the names, they're powerful. As of late, I've really enjoyed learning more about how the Holy Spirit is a fire. Now, keep in mind, he is a fire, and Scripture bears that out in a number of different places. You know, you think of in the gospel, in the book of Acts specifically, Acts chapter 2, it specifically points out in Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 1, it says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the Holy Spirit, He's a fire. He's also the wind of God. But note this too. The fire of the Holy Spirit is different from physical fire in the world. It's much more wonderful and powerful in so many ways. Remember, fire in the natural destroys, it breaks down, it brings destruction to whatever is on fire. Whereas the fire of the Holy Spirit gives life to whatever it is that He lights upon. He gives blessing and encouragement. He causes joy to grow in that which He is lit upon. And good things happen when something's on fire with the Holy Spirit. He's a fire that blesses. He's a fire that enriches. He's a fire that edifies. It's good to be on fire with the Holy Spirit. And so remember this, if the Holy Spirit is a fire, that means the Word of God is a fire. So when you read and meditate on the Word of God, the fire of God is growing on you, and it's getting bigger and bigger the more you fill your heart and your mind with the Word of God. These are things that edify you and equip us to be warriors in the kingdom of God. The fire of God is equipping us. The Word of God is equipping us as we spend time reading and meditating on the Word of God. That's important then. So growing in our understanding of the ministry and work and of the Holy Spirit is a very wise and important thing. Well, why are these issues so important for the believer, for the followers of Christ? Well, it's because a big reason is God has much work for us to do. And it's the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that help to equip us to be well-equipped warriors in the kingdom of God for the battles and the battlefields of life. And so the Word of God is the will of God. If you want to know God's will, read and meditate on His Word. So much of the will of God is clearly revealed in the written Word of God. But understand this too. The Holy Spirit helps to fill in the gaps in areas of our lives where we may not find specific scripture and verse for issues and matters and challenges we deal with. For example, the Bible contains the will of God, but the Bible doesn't say specifically like thou, John Smith, will move to New York and marry Susie Rose and have these many kids. The Bible's not quite that specific. However, the Holy Spirit fills in the gaps as we spend time drawing closer to God, as we spend time in His Word, we spend time with God in prayer. Because remember, it's critical that we learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit, because there's much guidance and direction that we will need, and it's only the Holy Spirit that will be able to reveal those specific directions and decisions we must make. So learning to listen to the Holy Spirit is very important for all of us. Much of the Christian life is about listening to God and following Him. It's about listening to God through His Word and listening to God by His Holy Spirit as well, and simply following and obeying Him. We're here for God. We're not here to fulfill our dreams. We're here to fulfill God's dreams. We're not here to seek to be happy. We're here to seek to bring joy and gladness to our Heavenly Father. God has ordained a specific plan and destiny for every believer, and it's touched on in Psalm 139 that God wrote a book about each one of our lives, as Psalm 139 touches on. Long before we were ever born, God had written a book of His will and His destiny for each of our lives. And as we listen to the Word of God and the Spirit of God, the Word of God and the Spirit of God help us to line up with the specific directions as found in our individual book. That's the God-ordained destiny for each of our lives. And so as we take the Word of God and we listen to the Word of God and listen to the Holy Spirit, we line up more and more perfectly with that will from the Lord. So the Word of God and the Holy Spirit help to equip us to discern the specific destiny of God and to live it out. Remember this again, our purpose in the world is to know God and to fulfill His call upon our lives. That's why we're here. So the Word of God and the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit are critical components of help, critical pieces to helping to make that happen in our lives. Father, thank You for the opportunity for us to spend time in your word every single day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to spend time with you in prayer. Thank you for the opportunity to hear the clear voice of your Holy Spirit who will give us guidance and direction and discernment and understanding about how we come to know what you've called us to do and how to carry that work out. Help us, Lord, more and more to be the obedient believers you've called us to be, believers that are daily listening for your voice, listening for your guidance, your counsel, and your direction, and help us to be believers that are committed and passionate about carrying out that will. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're today looking at the topic, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life.
Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I'll wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, your all this heart is living. Broken, I run to you, for your arms are open wide. I am weary, but I know your touch restores my life. So I wait for you. Oh, I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living.
Music from Mercy Me, the song simply entitled Hungry. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. And as we're sharing from God's Word, we're encouraging you to make it a goal to establish spiritual habits that are critical components, critical tools that the Holy Spirit will use to help you grow up, grow strong in the Lord. And also keep in mind, as we've touched on, a big part of the Christian life is listening to God and following Him. Simply listen to God and following Him. Well, how do you listen to God? Well, you listen to God through His Word and through by His Holy Spirit. You want to hear from God today? Open your Bible, read and meditate, and you will hear directly from heaven. The God of the universe will speak to you through His Word. And the Holy Spirit speaks through every word of the Word of God as well. Remember, the Holy Spirit permeates the Word of God. But also, as we spend more time reading and meditating on Scripture, our spiritual hearing gets better and better as well. I invite you to look now with me in the book of Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, starting at verse 1 as we look at the life of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your father from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Verses 1 through 9, Genesis chapter 12. And you hear a very familiar story in the life of the man who is known as the father of faith, Abraham, in the Old Testament. Here's where we see God calls Abraham to pack up, move himself and his family to a land that God was calling him to. Abram heard the word of God and he obeyed. Well, Abram in many ways is a basic good role model to us about how we too are to live for the Lord. He wasn't perfect. He made some mistakes, but basically he heard the word of God and he obeyed. Every believer is called to live the same kind of life where we hear the word of God and we hear the Spirit of God. And of course, remember, when you're reading the Bible, you're hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit as well, because every word of God speaks the voice of the Holy Spirit. So when you hear the word of God, God is speaking to you. The word of God is the will of God. So Abram heard the word of God and he chose to obey, and God blessed him for his obedience. Not only did Abraham end up being blessed, but his children were blessed. His grandchildren and his descendants all the way down to today are still being blessed because of Abram's obedience. Now, let me say this to every one of us listening. I don't have the ability to overemphasize how important obedience is to every one of us. God calls all of us to a life of great obedience. So part of what that means is we must be diligent students of God's word, because so much of the will of God is clearly defined for us in the powerful written word of God. So for believers that don't read and study the word of God, sadly, will typically miss so much of what God wants him or her to do, because the word of God is the will of God. But also spending time reading and meditating on the word of God causes the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life to grow louder and louder and louder, where you can hear his voice more specifically, and you can hear God's voice as he speaks words of guidance and direction for your life alongside the word of God as well. We are all called to a divine ordained destiny, but we need to hear the word of God and the Spirit of God in order to fulfill that God ordained destiny. Like Abraham heard the word of God and obeyed, and he blessed himself and he brought blessing on himself and his whole family and his descendants long after him. You and I as well, when we hear and obey the word of God, God will bless us. He'll bless our children, our grandchildren, and our families after us as well. God blesses communities and nations through the obedience of God's people. On the other hand, disobedience causes difficulty, problems, and trouble to individuals. Disobedience can bring difficulty, trouble, and problems to a family. Disobedience to the word of God can bring difficulty, trouble, and storms to a whole nation. And sadly, we see too many storms in our nation today as a result of people disobeying and disallowing the word of God. How important it is that we hear God's word and choose to obey the word of God. Father, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit that would cause us to have a growing hunger for your word, and anoint us afresh with the Spirit of obedience. Help us to be a people that hear your word and obey your word. Thank you for the opportunity to be hearers and doers. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, it draws out a very important truth for us to grasp in relation to what we were just sharing there. Matthew chapter 7, beginning At verse 21, it tells us these words, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.' Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall." Verses 21 to 27. A very important bit of insight that the Lord is teaching us very clearly. We're called to be hearers and doers of God's word. To hear and obey the word of God is to build your house on the rock. To hear the word of God and to fail to obey it is to build our house on sand. In other words, the word of God is a book full of truth, but truth is always meant to be lived out. Truth is always meant to be applied. How important it is that we're hearing God's word and obeying God's word. That's a major part of the Christian life. We're to hear his word and obey his word as well. How tragic it is when believers will read but fail to live out what God has said. The Great Commission tells us to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. Are you making disciples today? If you or I are not making disciples, then we're in disobedience. We're neglecting to obey and follow the Lord as we should. The Word of God calls us to do to others as we would have others do to us. We're called to live a life of love. Are we walking in love today? Are we walking in forgiveness? If we're not walking in love and not walking in forgiveness, we're in disobedience. It's important to know we're called to live a life full of hearing the Word of God and obeying the Word of God, a life of obedience. Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have of being able to read your Word each and every day. Thank you for the wonderful privilege we have of being able to receive from the ministry of the Holy Spirit every day. And you call us to be people that hear your Word and obey your Word. You've called us to simply carry out your calling and your will in the world. Help us to recognize, Lord, that we are here for you. We're not here for ourselves to go after our own dreams or hobbies or the things that we think are longings. We're here to help fulfill your dreams and your call on our lives and the purposes for which you've called us. Help us to have a longing to where we're always wanting to simply fulfill your call and your longing on our lives. Thank you for the opportunity to be hearers and doers of your word. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession today as we've been looking at the topic, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. And in the last few moments of our broadcast, as we usually do, if you're listening today and you've never made that very, very important step of asking Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, I'd like to invite you to make that step today. Today is a wonderful day to be saved. If you're a believer and want to make that step, would you simply pray this prayer with us today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I open my whole heart and my whole life to you. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Help me to fulfill all your will and your call upon my life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. You said in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your spirit, Help me to live my entire life for you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, we invite you to email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me say too, again, on an ongoing basis, we're encouraging you to email us to get some of the prayer tools, the discipleship resources and tools that we provide. We're glad to share them with you, and our hope is that you'll take them and use them in your life and in the life of your family as you disciple your family as well. Resources that help you to grow in your understanding of the importance of reading and studying the Word of God. Resources that will help strengthen and encourage your prayer life. And resources that will help you to discern the call of God upon your life as well. All of them are tools we're glad to share with you. Our hope is that you'll take them and use them for you in your personal walk with the Lord, you in discipling your family, but also we're encouraging you to forward them to others, family members, loved ones, friends, fellow church members. Share them. That way we can partner together in doing the work of making disciples. Hope you'll do that. Again, my email, jparker@afa.net. Simply email us if you'd like any of the resources we've mentioned. As always, we appreciate you listening today. Again, we've been looking today at the topic, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christian life. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.